Hello, boobies. Okay, I'm going to respond as best I can. I'm having trouble remembering everything that was said. On the subject of Apple TVs, really interesting discussion, and really pleased to see Acrobat joining in, because you may not feel like you've got anything to contribute, mate, but you've got a pretty good understanding of the industry, even if you don't have much of an opinion on this particular product. And actually, I think the thing that struck most rung most true for me out of all the stuff that we've been discussing is what you said about not Apple not releasing something until they've got a finished, slick, polished product. And that, I think, is possibly the reason why we're not seeing the apps integration into the new Apple TV. In fact, what you said reminded me very much of something I've been screaming at my podcasts for the last month or week or so. Leo Laporte on Twitter has been saying constantly that he thinks, well, and until of course the announcement came out, that he thought the new Apple trackpad was going to be the way that you interacted with the new Apple TV, because that would, you know, a trackpad being a touch device could add the touch features needed to an Apple TV to allow you to interact with the apps in the same way as you do on an iPad or an iPhone. To which I yell at the top of my voice, bollocks! You can't click on an individual button with a trackpad. The trackpad is a pointing device. It's not a touch device. You can't point at somewhere on the screen and click on the right button. You've got to sort of move a pointer to that button and then click. It's more like a mouse than it is an iPhone, because of course on the trackpad you can't see where the buttons are. So that was never going to work, and that absolutely gels with what Acrobat said about the SDK not being complete for non-touch based input on iOS devices. That, I think, is very plausible. I'm totally buying that as a reason. And now going on to what Simon said. Funnily enough, Simon, I think you and I appear to be agreeing now. What I've been saying is that Apple is leaving these things out when they should be including them. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm totally cool with them making business decisions about what should be included and what shouldn't. It's their business, and it's their business to ruin if that's what they want. I'm only annoyed with them for doing that if that's what they're doing, simply because it's something I want, and also because I think it's something that would make them an awful lot of money if they were to do it. I think if they were able to get the iOS device out with app support, you know, an Apple TV, which may indeed be iOS based now, but you wouldn't know it because it looks exactly the same interface-wise as the old one. It may indeed be iOS based, and if they could get that to run apps, which, as we've established, technically they may not be able to yet. And by the way, I do like the fact that they make their interfaces so polished before they launch them. I think, is the right way to go. But I think if they did it, they would have a huge market. I think they would really, really change things. And I'm sure that is what they would like to do if they could. They did with the iPhone. The iPhone was absolutely revolutionary. They really can innovate. That's why it drives me so crazy when they choose not to. Because if you look at the iPhone, it's totally turned the phone market on its head. You know, the minute I saw one, I knew I had to have one, and I've had one ever since. Now, you know, they have slacked a bit ever since, and I do think they're losing ground now. But and it may be that my next phone is an Android rather than an iPhone. We'll see whether or not Apple finds some way of innovating. But, you know, let's just imagine for a moment that they left these things out for business reasons, because I do think they have had to bend over backwards. Simon, you suggested that Apple have got a lot of negotiating power with the movie studios and the networks and things. Yes, they do have some power, but they can't have a lot of power, because you've only got to look at the situation they're in now. They've only got two networks supporting them with the launch of the Apple TV, the new Apple TV. If they got all the power in this negotiation, they'd have all of them. And so clearly they haven't got all the power in this negotiation. Clearly they've had to make some kind of concessions to get those two on board. So what are the concessions they're making? It could be that the concessions relate to leaving out apps. But my assertion is that if they leave the app support out, they are hurting their own business by letting Android or some other device get a foothold. It could very well be Roku. So anyway, I'm done. Catch you later.